Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Mary Blake. She's been a healer in many incarnations, but this time around her natural ability was shocked into action at age 15 by a bolt of lightning. It shot down the wall 3 feet from her and activated the part of her brain involved with healing. 3 weeks later, she gave her first massage. For many years, she denied her healing ability, convincing herself that she just gave good massages. In 1978, she met other healers for the first time and experienced a spontaneous healing of lung cancer. The realization that she had denied her God-given gift led to a lifetime commitment to work as an instrument of divine purpose. After years of study both here and in the UK, her life work, multi-life therapy, began. The training started as a once-in-a-lifetime event and turned into a spiritual apprenticeship. At first, she learned by watching and listening as spirit took clients into other incarnations, revealed the origin of their karmic blocks, rewrote history, and erased karma. It grew into a full partnership working with spirit, helping clients and their soul brothers and sisters to discover the cause of negative karma, make the necessary choices, avoid the conflict entirely, and live a happy, productive life. The changes occur on the core consciousness level, and the resulting freedom from negative karma is often life-changing. Multi-life therapy taps deeply into the subterranean levels of consciousness that impact upon our lives at every level, from the mundane to the spiritual. And so it's my pleasure to welcome Mary. Mary, how are you tonight?
I am just great, and I'm so happy to be here with you, David.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Mary. I treasure your friendship, and I've enjoyed having you as a guest on my show, and thank you for coming on again.
Of course.
The response is lovely. We have 12 callers on the line, and what we're going to do is have a little bit of a dialogue up front, folks, and we'll try to get to as many of you as we can, but there's no guarantee that we'll get to all of you. So just have patience and, hope for a miracle. Mary, if people want to do multi-life therapy with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, right now my website is being reconstructed, so the best thing they could do is to call me at 212-724-4081, or they can email me at themaryblake.com or at peakvitality.com.
Okay, that's not your entire email address, though, so think that through again for a moment.
peakvitality@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, her phone number is 212-724-4081. It's a marvelous experience. She did it with me several years ago, and it really brought about some changes in my life and opened my eyes about a block that I had in this life. So I encourage you to consider doing that. It takes quite a while. She works with you as long as it's necessary, and it is an illuminating experience. I speak from personal experience. So, Mary, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about creating your own reality. That is something that a lot of people don't seem to realize that they can do.
Well, the funniest thing is they don't realize they're doing it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to start out with a quote from Gandhi because it makes it so clear. He says, "Keep your thoughts positive because your thoughts become your words. Keep your words positive because your words become your behaviors. Keep your behaviors positive because your behaviors become your habits. Keep your habits positive because your habits become your values. And keep your values positive because your values become your destiny."
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, it all starts at a thought level, doesn't it?
It really does. And we don't, let me tell you, when I was much younger and much more ignorant, shall we say, if I made a mistake, I would call myself internally every name in the book and tell myself how stupid I was or how lazy I was or how careless I was or whatever. And that was a way that I was creating my reality, and I didn't realize that. And
right.
Yeah, as I began to, you know, study yoga and metaphysics and all the different studies that I have done over the years, I was fortunate enough to be in the Association for Humanistic Psychology, and I studied with some of the greatest. I studied with Virginia Satir and Eric. Oh my goodness! All of these people, Jean Houston. I studied with the NLP people. I studied with just amazing people, and what I learned was that everybody had a piece of the great knowledge of the universe as it applied to our world, our plane, our planet here. And each of us can give and receive from each other and expand our understanding of life and of reality. And reality is as unique as it can possibly be. I mean, there was a wonderful song in a Broadway play called "It Only Takes a Moment."
Mm.
To be loved your whole life long.
Mm.
And it's when you realize some of the greatest things that have changed our lives have literally changed our thinking and our feeling and expanded who we are capable of being.
Mm-hmm.
To give you a real...
Well, when you were talking earlier about how you used to treat yourself, it just reminded me of how many people that I've encountered in life, including myself, who've been their own worst enemy, if you will. And that does not create a happy life. And, you know, along the way, you and I have both discovered a softer, gentler way to deal with ourselves. And when we do that, we tend to be more gentle with our fellow people. And as you say, we at a basic level, we are all one, and we do need each other.
Absolutely. You know, in the work that I do in going into other lifetimes, it's astounding to the connection, the interconnectedness, and the things that we are doing and thinking today that are caused by things that we experienced in other lifetimes. And it's so amazing that it's just beyond belief. I had myself as a 7-year-old. My mother decided I should help with the housework, and she was going to have me do dishes. And I took one look at the dishwater with the little pieces of food on floating around, and my stomach hit my throat, and in my head I'm saying, I don't have to eat it, I don't have to eat it, I don't have to eat it, I don't have to eat it. This was, well, let me see, it was, what, 1936 or so? And in 1979, I learned where it came from, because a psychic told me, at one time, you were a translator of the ancient Aramaic in the Bible. And when the priests decided they should rewrite the Bible to suit themselves, they tried to get you to falsify what you read, and you refused. And so they threw you in a dungeon for 7 years, and all you had to eat was dishwater.
Mm.
And this was a woman I had never seen before, and it was such a bizarre thing for when I was a 7-year-old, that crazy, I don't have to eat it in the dishwater. I had never told anybody that.
Are you still there?
I'm here. So now,
okay.
Now for the first time I'm able to wash dishes. without you know, forcing myself and driving myself crazy. But that happened in 1979, and how long? Almost 40 years later.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
So a little tiny thing like that, but it can drive you nuts, and you can say, why? What's wrong? I mean, everybody washes dishes. Why can't I without getting sick?
Yeah. Well, so many of our current life phobias stem from other lifetimes, don't they?
Absolutely. And so many of our fears and our limitations.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we are doing penance for things that God didn't even consider a sin, you know.
Mm.
So,
well, short of multiple.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
So we think ourselves into being something so much less than what we are. We are unconditional beings, and there is wonderful stuff inside of every one of us. And so many times we think, I can't. I shouldn't. I don't dare. And this, this limits us terribly. And it cheats the world out of the wonderful things that we could give if we would only allow ourselves to.
What are some of the things we can do to get past that stuff?
We can picture ourselves being the way we would like to be. Just picture ourselves. Just think. I told somebody today. She was saying, I talked to other people, And I think about all of those things I've done, and I feel guilty because I haven't done them. And I said to her, why don't you, instead of thinking they've done it and I can't, why don't you say, I can do that. If they did it, I can do it. If I want to.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little girl, anytime I ran into something new, I would say, I can do that. And mm-hmm. when I saw people doing back bends in the movies, I came home, and I almost gave myself a concussion. But I finally decided I was going to do it on the bed, so when I fell down, it wouldn't hurt so much. And I taught myself in my own bedroom to do back bends. Because I had seen it in the movie, and I said, I can do that.
Mm. Well, that sounds like an affirmation that you put into practice.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. anybody can do that. Instead of saying, I wish I could do that or I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our friend Ada Marie says it's all in the knowing, and that we need to let go of wishing, hoping, trying, and mm-hmm. to know that we have that capability of manifesting whatever it is that our heart desires.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is backed up by, think about the things that we do in an emergency. You find yourself doing things that you didn't know you could do because someone that you love is hurt, or you find yourself in a terrible predicament, and somehow you get yourself out of it. Well, why should we have to wait for an emergency?
Right.
You know? I mean,
it makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, back in 1960, I had an accident in the middle of the desert, and my son was two at the time, pinned underneath the seat of the car that we were in. And it was a station wagon, and it was loaded with all kinds of things because we were moving. And on top of that, I was down in one of those drainage ditches, and I was actually below the car. And somehow I lifted that car seat and all a whole bunch of boxes and things on top of it. And I balanced it on my knee and pulled my son out from underneath there.
Mm. Amazing.
So this was, we blame it on adrenaline, sure. But I had to do it because my son was pinned under there, and he was only two.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so if I mean, normally I couldn't possibly lift all that. And yet, in that moment, when it had to be done, I did it. And I'll bet you practically everybody has a story of a similar story when they did something they couldn't believe they could possibly do because someone that they loved was in trouble.
Well, it certainly is food for thought. Mm-hmm. And there are so many things that we could talk about, but the switchboard is alive with callers.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, let's take some calls.
Sure.
Our first Our first caller of the night is Anla, A-N-L-A. Hi, Anla.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
What would you like to ask?
If you don't mind me asking, I was wondering if you see me in a committed partnership or relationship.
How do you feel about yourself?
I feel fantastic, and because of the fact that I've worked on myself, really.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And when you look at yourself and you see yourself as the best that you can be right now, of course you're going to get better later because we are constantly getting better. Then if you think about yourself as some guy is going to be lucky to get me.
Yeah.
Guess what? It comes across. It comes across in your every movement, in your smile, in the way your eyes sparkle, and you will, the biggest mistakes a lot of us make as far as relationships is we get a crazy idea of the ideal mate for us. Well, we might be absolutely wrong. The absolutely best mate for you is somebody that you feel fantastic when you're with them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're 5'7" or 6'2".
Exactly.
If their hair is curly, how do they make you feel about you? And how do you make them feel about themselves? And this is what makes a real relationship. And this, when you know that, you won't have any real problem in building a relationship.
Right.
You've got so much to offer. But you've also got to get out there, and I suggest that you maybe go to places and things where you really enjoy it. I mean, don't go to one of those places where you meet guys.
No, I don't do that. Yeah, I don't do that anyway.
Go to places that you really enjoy yourself, and when you enjoy yourself, you always come out as your best. Okay?
Exactly. Yep.
All righty. So... We've gotten. I hope I've answered your question.
Okay. Yeah. But do you see when this might be happening, or is up to? Do you know that?
You know something. My spirit guide, who calls herself Stardust.
Okay.
Says, don't ask me to predict the future because it hasn't happened until you make it happen.
Yeah. Got it.
So you are making your own future.
Right.
And it will happen when you create it.
Okay.
Is that, can you live with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Fantastic. I just hope, I can't wait to hear some good news.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I think he's around the corner. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Sounds
just
beautiful,
remain
Anla.
Open.
Okay. Take care. Thanks, David.
Yeah. Keep that good energy going. It's great. You do sound fantastic. Thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Well, that was marvelous, marvelous suggestion that you had for her. And that really dovetails with what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Our next caller is Wendy. And Wendy, you're live.
Thank you very much. And nice to meet you. I have been unemployed for quite a long time, about 3 years. And I finally got a job through a temp agency.
Mm-hmm.
And I was learning things, but I was slower than the rest of the class, but they had experience in the same building before.
Mm-hmm.
So the staffing agency called me last night, and they said that they made a decision that it was not a good fit. It was data entry. I loved it, but I was they didn't have the patience to wait for me to get up to their speed. And
okay.
They also said that the temp agency said, because I've passed the background check, that there is an opportunity with the same company. It's for grievances and appeals, more admin, pays even 50 cents more an hour than the one I've had.
Uh-huh.
And she said that she was going to get me an interview. So maybe that might be a possibility, but also I passed the test for the city of Sacramento for the 311 operator. So will I get it? What do you see happening? I need permanent employment.
You know, I like that 311 operator for you.
Uh-huh.
Because I've sensed there's something in you that that reaches out to people and is sensitive to their needs, and I believe you would be really, really good at the 311 stuff.
Okay.
And it is primarily it would employ your main talent, which is it's really tuning into people and helping them.
I love to help people. And
I know you do.
Thank you. When will the city contact me for an interview?
Again, we can't, you know, the spirits don't have time.
Uh-huh.
Stardust says
okay.
We invented it here.
All right.
It happens. I'm really uncomfortable in predicting future things.
Uh-huh.
Because you know, you can be driving down a road and you come to a crossroad. You can either turn left, turn right, or keep going ahead. And
mm-hmm.
You have to realize that we all have our own divine will.
Mm-hmm.
And the human will is, God can have everything all planned for you. And you say, nope, I don't want to do that. Look at me. I mean, for 25 years, I refused to do what I came here to do.
Mm-hmm.
So think about your free will and realize that somebody can predict something for you. And if you go the same way it looked like you were going to go, it'll happen. If you change your mind or if somebody drags you in the opposite direction, it won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So any prediction is a possibility of happening, or it is a warning that you heeded or didn't listen or ignored.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
But do you see longevity for me at the city of Sacramento, 311 operator, several years?
I see it as something that you will be happy doing, and you'll be so good at it that that they will be happy you're there.
Okay. All right. And meanwhile...
And Wendy, we're going to have to move on, honey. That's
yeah, we
that's
need,
all
we
can...
need to kind of keep it to one question.
Yeah.
It's hard because it's hard to say... You've had your chance. Now to go. It, you know it. But good luck, Wendy. I think you've got a lot to give, okay?
Thank you very much to both of you.
All righty.
Oh, you're welcome, Wendy. You take good care. And with that said, for the other callers on the line, just one question, please. And I'm trying to operate the studio here, and there we go. Okay, our next caller is Kate. Kate, you're live.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for your kindness in sharing your gift.
Thank you, Kate. What would you like to ask me?
What insight do you have for my highest and best good in this time of my life?
You've had a change recently, haven't you?
I am undergoing a change, yes.
Uh-huh. The way things go, and as we've been discussing all along, is up to you. And you can either look at this or as a loss, or you can look at this as a huge opportunity.
I see a huge opportunity.
Good, good. I sometimes Stardust says some things have a very peculiar way of going right. They start out looking like a disaster.
Right.
So you have a chance to learn new things. You have a chance to expand your life and go into places that you normally wouldn't go.
Right.
So I think this is a very exciting time for you. And if you're attracted to something, grab it.
Okay.
Because there's new exciting things coming to you.
I'm trusting.
Okay. Go for it. Now let's go for our next question.
Well, you enjoy your new space.
And you too.
As I will.
Good. Good.
Beautiful, Kate. Thank you for calling tonight. And I loved your question.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
love it when people ask a question like that.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Because this woman I could go on talking to for about an hour, so I've got to rein myself in because it's not
right.
Fair to the other people.
Right. Okay, our next caller is Diana, and Diana, you're live.
Hi.
Hello, Diana.
I had the same question, what you would see, like mine was for my highest and best good, some kind of direction.
Your highest and best good is already within you. Mm-hmm. And you haven't even noticed it. So you're fairly young, right? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
Diana's about my age.
Okay.
Which is fairly young.
That's fairly young. I mean,
yeah.
You know, believe me, 45 used to be old, but it's very young now. And I don't. I saw this wonderful sign that said life begins at 80. That's perfect. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think, Diana, that about 10 years ago, you pulled back a little bit being adventurous and exciting and expanding. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like what I'm getting from you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll think about it later. You know, sometimes these things you don't recognize it, and then all of a sudden, oh, that's what she meant. So it happens a lot. But you have some very, very introspective qualities. There are things that you think about, and you may take a little while, and then you change your mind because you see something deeper and something more important than your first blush. You, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're being extremely noncommittal, which is funny, because I'm suggesting that you be more open and expansive, and if you don't, you'll stay just where you are. But when you really commit yourself and take chances and go for it, that's what you want to do. So above all, don't be careful and cautious.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
We're having an awfully hard time.
It's a little awfully
Diana.
Hard to hear you, Diana.
You can't hear me? Okay.
Yeah, we're not.
I'm wondering if you're on a speakerphone or you're.
I don't know why you can't hear me.
I couldn't hear you perfectly.
Now we can. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My phone was upside down. But yeah, I did that adventurous 2 years, you know, living on the road, light working, healing, all that. I was very adventurous, risk taker, doing things with people. Why would you do something like that? You know, that's too scary, a woman alone. And I'm 63, so I don't know
uh-huh.
how open it is. But anyway.
Well, I'm 87, and I'm a woman alone. So,
wow,
in New York
man,
City.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Is really, that's wonderful. You're doing so great.
That's why I say you're fairly young. Anybody who's 24 years younger than me is fairly young.
I'm just looking for that to come back, like I had
yeah.
in 2012, and it
okay.
hasn't yet. So,
all right.
You gotta make it happen.
But you know, I got a birthday card once, and it said I figured out what old is, and he opened up and said it's 10 years older than us. So
you know, Barbara is in her 80s too, and she's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know Barbara DeLong, but
mm-hmm.
You remind me of her. So well, thank you. You did give me I feel that spark.
Okay. And just remember that you are everything that you were in 2012 plus everything that you've become in the last 5 years.
Okay.
And your life is not behind you. It is before you.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
All right. Okay. But it will come out differently and if you believe in it, if you
yeah.
trust yourself, and if you know that you can do what you can do, it'll be better. Okay?
Yes. Okay. I'll believe
Alrighty.
It. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Diana. Good night, honey.
Good night.
All right. Our next caller is Yvette.
Hi.
And Yvette, you're live. Hi.
Thank you. I would like to ask a... not quite the same question, but a question of divine spirit. Do you have a message for me?
your voice is very positive and very up. And I want the rest of your life to be that way.
Me too.
Okay. I would like to see you ending every day by thinking about all of the successes you had and beginning every day with giving thanks for the miracles of being alive, being talented, being open and free, and choose to be free, to be happy, and to be true to yourself. And that last is very important. You really want to be true to yourself,
mm-hmm.
because there's something special about you. And when you recognize that, you will be able to give much more to many more people.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was great. Have a wonderful
evening.
Thank
you for calling you.
Thanks, guys. That was simple.
You too.
So, you know, that's the beauty of it. The truth is very simple. And when you can accept that and affirm that, there's great joy. So I'm glad that you received that message well, and I wish you well.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless.
God bless.
We're not going to be able to get to everybody tonight. We will get to the people that I talked to before the show. But for anybody that tuned in late, Mary's specialty is multi-life therapy. And if you want to do that with her, you can contact her at the following phone number. I'm going to give you just a minute to get your pen and paper out. So her phone number is area code 212-724-4081. And our next caller is Kimberly. Kimberly, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I am terrific.
Good. My question is, I just had a breakup, and I've been feeling very, very sad lately, and I just want to know how spiritually can I regain my confidence?
Well, one way you can is to say thank goodness I missed the bullet. I dodged the bullet on that one, because if you had continued with it, it would have turned around and you would have been very, very unhappy.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
So, sometimes we're kind of fooled by a smile and a wink and a grin and we think we convince ourselves that the person that we're connected with at that moment is something that they're not, and we have to be very careful with wishful thinking when it comes to
mm-hmm.
other people. And the other thing that we have to be, that and I have to tell you, is when you're first beginning a relationship, you knock yourself out trying to impress the other person and trying to make them happy and do everything that they want. And I suggest that before you do that, you say to yourself, will I be comfortable doing this for 40 years?
Mm.
Okay. Have you got it? So a lot of times you set yourself up by being too wonderful and doing things that you absolutely can't stand just to make them happy. And
mm-hmm.
then they are very surprised to find out that you really didn't like it after all. So the more honest you can be in a relationship, the better. But I will say very, very clearly you deserve better. And
okay.
So and just say, wow, I'm free. Something better is coming.
Okay.
You see, every day you have to open that day thinking that it's the most wonderful day in your life.
Okay. I will.
Good. Thank you.
I will. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good evening.
God bless, Kimberly.
God bless
okay.
you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wonderful, wonderful words of wisdom, Mary. Our next caller is Andy. Andy, you're live.
Hi, Mary. How are you tonight? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm great. And well, how can we chat?
I'm trying to direct a career, redoing a career, getting out of school within about a year, and just wondering, kind of the direction of the job search, if it should be in higher ed, if it should be in business or somewhere else.
Okay. But the very first thing I want to tell you is stop saying trying.
Okay.
Okay. Drop something on the floor.
All right.
Okay. Now try to pick it up. Tell me what happened.
Well, I either pick it up or I don't.
Trying is straining, and you can't touch it, but I'm trying, and you never pick it up.
Good point.
So stop trying and do. Okay. And do everything you're big enough to do and a little bit more because you're bigger than you think you are.
Good advice. Very good advice.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you do what you love the most, because the most successful people in the world are the ones who are doing something they love. Because we never really give 100% of what we've got to something we don't like.
Very true. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So give yourself permission to do what you want to do and what you're good
okay.
at. Alrighty?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Take care, Andy. Thank you for calling. God bless. You know, the beautiful thing about your readings, and this is borne out by the fact that a lot of the previous callers have stayed on the line, is the words that you offer to people, many of them are universal, and I think that is some of the best reading work that a person can do, because it really touches us all at our core, and we are all one at a basic level, and we need to hear these affirming messages. And so thank you for your skill. And we're now going on to area codes, because I haven't spoken with these people.
Okay.
I have area code 770. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on just a minute, 770. I'll get back to you. You'll be next. There's somebody else that slipped in the queue, Yvette.
Okay.
There you go, Yvette.
Already got in. Thank you.
Oh, she did.
Did. Okay. You snuck back in, but thank you. I just recognized your name. Okay. Well, God bless you, Yvette. Okay. Now we'll come to 770. My apologies. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. My name is Maddie.
Hi,
Maddie.
Hi. Oh, what word? You're so right, David. What words of wisdom? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening. I haven't tuned in that long, but I did hear what she was talking about. Don't make a mistake of trying to impress a person when you first. And that is so true. People try to impress, and my God, and later you find out, oh no, this is not the person who I first met. And she's right, just be real, just be yourself.
Yeah, that's right. So what are you thinking about, Maddie?
I'm thinking about my daughter.
Okay.
Do you need her name?
Wouldn't hurt.
Her name is Daphne.
Okay. And what's going on with you and your daughter?
I don't know if she. I'm trying to figure out. Does she know what she's doing, or she's a little gullible?
Oh, well, you know.
With the man that she's dealing with.
Okay, one of the hardest things to do when you're a mother or when you're a teacher is to admit your own faults and your own failings. And it might be interesting if you reached way back into your past and thought of a situation that you went through that kind of reminds you of what she's going through, and have a little mother-daughter confession time and let her just, instead of making a lecture, say, I gotta tell you something, you know, and make it girl-to-girl, girl talk kind of things. And then she's smarter than you think she is.
I know she's
thinking with the wrong head, wrong part of her body at this moment. But we all do that from time to time, don't we?
One of the best
teachings is a good example. And so if you sort of let her know that, you know, one of those close calls that you almost got stuck with somebody that it later turned out to be a real rotten person, without making a lecture and say, think about this guy that you're the dude, this, that'll turn her off. But if you turn it into the story about you, and let her, then she'll think about it and maybe come to her own conclusion. But I think she's a kind of stubborn little girl. I have.
She is very stubborn. She have a very hard to receive in anything I have to say. And when I share with her and say, please don't share it with someone else, for some reason, she go back and share it with this man. And this man is not, she's very shady.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, some of us are attracted to the bad boys.
yes, and I get that.
I know, when you say been there, done that, I know you have.
You'll be amazed how my life has been. I can count on my finger how many people I have dealt with.
Yeah, yeah.
You've learned something from every one of them.
Some of the things, the last thing in the world you'd like to learn, but it comes in handy sometimes.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. And sometimes I ask myself, what's wrong with me? How come I don't attract people in my life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I don't know, is it some energy that I'm throwing off, or maybe it's just part of my karma?
Well, karma is what you make of it. I must tell you this, really. I had two really lousy marriages, and then my third marriage was absolute paradise. And 15 months after we married, he died, and I could have been bitter. I could have been said, you know, gotten mad at God for what he did to me. But I kept looking for the good that was in it.
Yes.
And it took me 9 years to find that good. And the good was developing my own abilities, my own talents, my own skills. And I never would have done that. I never would have gone to England and studied. I never would have done any of those things because he was everything. Everybody that I've helped, all the thousands of people I've worked with and helped, they wouldn't have had me because I would have been sitting there smug as and happy and, you know, being, my career was Mrs. John L. Blake.
Yeah.
And all of the experiences I've done have been because of the worst thing that ever happened to me. And when I understood that, I was at peace.
Okay.
So you need to make peace with your own life.
I have. Trust
Good.
Me, I have. I was married
Good.
For many years, and I was divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I've been divorced now for 21 years, and
uh-huh.
out of that 21 years, I had one short relationship. It lasts for about 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't last, and that's that, and that's that. So I really, and thank God, I vibrate on a 7, because
mm-hmm.
if I, meaning that. Of being a 7 person, I don't mind being alone.
Mm-hmm. And
I
it
just,
also
like,
gives you time to grow and to for your spirit to blossom.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I like to read. I have peace, and I like to cook. I just have peace, and I tell you the truth. When I hear others talking about their significant others, and the drama of what's going on,
yeah.
and I thought, oh God, I don't be bothered with that.
Mm-hmm. So listen, I think we are past our one question, so maybe. But listen,
yeah.
you think about that, okay?
I will.
Just,
thank you.
Just,
okay.
Just remember, telling stories is the best way to teach.
Got you. Thank you.
Okay. Sure.
Great. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Maddie, take good care, hon.
I will, thank you. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you.
Well, Mary, we've come to the end of the hour. That was a wonderful
show.
Oh, my
goodness.
Thank you so much. Yeah, unless you want to take, there are two more callers on the line. Do you want to talk to them?
If they're anxious to talk to me, I'm here.
Okay, well, we can do it. We can run past it. The only thing
right
is that nobody else will get in to the queue as of 8:30, so these
okay.
will probably be the last two calls.
Okay.
I'm going to check out this 212 number again, just in case for some reason they couldn't hear us before, which would make three calls. Area code 212, what is your name, please? Okay, it's fine if you don't want to talk.
She may accidentally have the mute on. I have a feeling that's what's going on.
Okay, area code 212, do you have your mute on? Okay, well, that's all right. We appreciate you listening tonight, and thank you for joining us. We do have area code 213, and what is your name, please? Area code 213, can you hear me?
I think she doesn't have a question. It's okay.
That is perfectly okay.
213 wants to listen. Okay.
Okay, well, finally, we're coming to area code 646. Can you hear me, area code 646? Well, that's really unusual.
That's really
well, my apologies
to you. There we are.
Yeah.
There we are.
Oh, you can, yes. You can hear me?
There.
Yes, what is your
now.
Name?
Oh, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. Yeah, I guess I'm at a crossroads now at 61 years old, and I just I'm having trouble making decisions in the area of my home. I have a beautiful home, and there are people that are, cooking drugs nearby, and I wanted a miracle to happen. So I don't know if I'm supposed to stay here, and the forces that be with me will aid me, or if I'm supposed to just sell the house. And my relationship with my husband, I kind of don't know, do I stay or go? And those are the biggies.
Okay, Janet. I'm going to give you my very favorite prayer. And sometimes I use it as an aphorism to get me through kind of tough things. It's very simple. I give thanks for the miracle that is happening right now. And I see you building your own power and strength and your own beauty and letting it expand to the point where the people cooking drugs next door can't even get into your consciousness. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Is that clear?
Yes.
What you are doing and the gifts that you have and the power that is within you that you give away are much more powerful than what anybody else is doing. Leave them to heaven. And frankly, what they're doing is they're going to have to be really careful about what they're doing because they don't want to get arrested or whatever, So you're okay with them. Leave them alone. Just let them be. You have a beautiful, beautiful home. And what is going on with your husband? It's up to you, actually. There are things that the complaints that you have, I'm wondering if you have take out a legal pad and draw a line down the middle of it, and go to plus and minus. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know how long it's been since you did that.
No, you know, we love each other. I just I get nervous. I don't know if he's honest with me or not. Do I trust him or not? We love each other. I just get nervous. I get worried. Are we good for each other? Am I good for him? Is he good for me? Sometimes I think, is he cheating on me? I don't know. I get insecure. Things come up, and I just want to be in something real, and I just want to know that he's being loyal to me, and I guess that I would work with that, and that's it.
I'll tell you a story that it's a strange thing. I was stuck in an airport once, and there was a lovely lady. She was dressed in high fashion for about 15 years ago, and you could tell that she had been very wealthy and wasn't anymore, but she was keeping up. And so we started talking, and like a lot of times, people tell me their life story.
Yeah.
And she said to me, I had a very beautiful marriage. My husband was CEO of a very powerful, big corporation. And She said, one of my friends came to me and told me, your husband's cheating on you. I saw him with somebody on a date in a very nice restaurant. And she said, I got a divorce. And he had the best lawyers in the world, and I got out of there with nothing. And she said, to tell you the truth, if that happened again today to me, I would just look the other way.
Interesting. And the other thing is, you know how much we all want to grow. We're growing. We're just spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like, he's sometimes a ball and chain. I've been putting so much energy wanting him to come along for the ride. But there's
mm-hmm.
resistance there. And he wants to, but he resists the negativity. So I don't want
is
to be held back.
Is it possible that he suffers from low self-esteem?
Yes, absolutely. And I share that with him, too, so he can...
Mm-hmm. So I think if you manage to get him to think better of himself, he will have more to give to you.
Thank you for that. That's very
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I've been helping that too much. Thank
the more you think of yourself, the more you are liable to be able to live and let live with him.
Thank you. Very easy, very good, very simple. Thank you. What was that first beautiful thing you told me to say to myself, that wonderful, thank you for the miracles or something?
I give thanks for the miracle that is happening right now.
Great, great. Yeah, because my goal is to be so powerful that whatever's happening around me, I don't want it to physically come into my home. It's been coming in and hurting
mm-hmm.
our health. I want to be
mm-hmm.
so powerful that it won't come in. That's what I expect. Just
okay.
haven't been able to do it yet. So.
Okay. Let me give you... I have a protective thing that I do. You can go in, relax, and float in deep inside of yourself. With every breath, we float, 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 deeper and deeper, until you find that absolute safe place where nobody can harm you. And then gradually you will become aware of something above you that is so beautiful and so lovely. It can be any shape, any size, any texture, any color, just so it's something that you can wrap up in and feel safe.
Can I protect my husband too? Can I bring that around the house?
Right now we're going to do you.
Just me, okay.
Right, you can do the other later. You can expand this as much as you want. But right now I want you to reach up and pull it down. Pull it down over your back and underneath your feet and back up to the top.
And back up to my tongue?
Up to the top, above your head.
The top, okay.
And we're going to seal it counterclockwise.
Okay.
And all the wonderful energy, everything that I brought in for you is inside. And then we'll seal it over your third eye, over the throat, the heart, the abdomen, the base of your spine, and be sure and get underneath the feet, because the feet, most people don't protect their feet, and the feet have contacts to every part of the body. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, this is what I call my psychic security blanket. And it acts like a screen that will let the beautiful breezes in, but will keep the bugs out. So all of that negativity from the drugs next door cannot enter your space anymore.
Wow.
All the negative vibes, and they will not be able to penetrate this wonderful psychic security blanket. And do this every day and begin to feel how powerfully you are protected.
Wonderful.
And it may change color, it may change shape, it may change dimensions or texture or whatever from time to time, but it will be just what you need to wrap up in and feel safe.
Wonderful. And at some point, can I do that to the house so that it doesn't come in? Can I then expand on that idea for the house too, or just for me?
What you want to do is get very strong at using it and very positive at using it and very comfortable at using it. And then you can begin to expand it. But do the practice first with yourself.
All right. And do it every day. Shall I do it in the morning just once a day, or do I need to do it in the morning and at night?
Well, you know, if you feel threatened a little bit, you can do it anytime you want to.
Excellent.
And you know, if you're going out to something where you might feel uncomfortable, wrap up.
Okay, that's wonderful. Okay. Wonderful. So I give thanks to all the miracles that are happening to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Hugs and kisses and squeezes to you.
Okay.
Love you.
Very good. And to David, too, because he deserves it.
And to David, too. Hugs, kisses, and
thank
squeezes
you.
To you, too.
Thank you, Janet. We were able to get to you, honey.
Thank you. You're a sweetheart, both of you. Thank you.
My prayers are with you.
Thank you both.
All
love
right.
You. Thank you.
Love you. That's sweet. Well, let me just try this other caller one more time. And if we don't get them, we're going to call it a night.
Okay.
Area code 213, can you hear me? Hello. What is your name, please?
And to my friend, who's a healer.
Okay. Now, that's
all
Candy.
Right.
I can recognize your voice, and she said she just wants to listen.
Okay. Thank
That's
you,
great.
Candy. God bless. Well, Mary, I thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I do believe that we made some good connections, and you know, no matter how good the advice anybody gives you, just remember you're the one that's going to make it happen.
I think that is the best advice right there.
Okay, and you know, I always like to end with love and light.
I love it. So let's all pause and reflect upon the idea that we're united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Mary.
Good night.
Okay, God bless everybody.